Welcome, friends, to the second concert this season of Orchestra Nova Northwest. My name is Casey Vozell. I'm the concertmaster of this orchestra, as well as your guide to what promises to be a really fun and amazing concert. You've got two chances to see it. The first is Saturday, November 16th at 7:30 p.m. That will be at the University of Portland's Buckley Center Auditorium. Or you can see our matinee on Sunday, November 17th at 3 p.m. That one will be at the Patricia Research Center for the Performing Arts in Beaverton. Our program opens with a piece by living British composer Anna Klein. It's entitled Restless Oceans. Its inspiration comes from a poem by Audre Lorde entitled A Woman Speaks. It's a relatively new piece in the repertoire as it was premiered in January of 2019, but it asks the players to not only play, but stomp and make strong guttural vocalizations. As you can see here, taken directly from my part, we're actually intended to do the stomps and the huh both at the same time as playing. So this is a little bit of a trick. Most instrumentalists, save for harpists, organists, and percussion players, aren't used to coordinating more than two of their limbs at once. Don't get me wrong, we'll be fine. And the presentation to the audience will be both powerful and unique. Anna Klein dedicated this to conductor Marin Alsop and the all-female orchestra she was conducting at the time. And its intent is to embrace and celebrate the power of women. Moon marked and touched by sun, my magic is unwritten. But when the sea turns back, it will leave my shape behind. I seek no favor untouched by blood, unrelenting as the curse of love, permanent as my errors or my pride. I do not mix love with pity, nor hate with scorn. And if you would know me, look into the entrails of Uranus where the restless oceans pound. I do not dwell within my birth, nor my divinities, who am ageless and half-grown and still seeking my sisters. Witches in Dahomey wear me inside their coiled cloths, as our mother did, mourning. I have been woman for a long time. Beware my smile. I am treacherous with old magic and the noon's new fury with all your wide futures promised. I am woman and not white. The second piece in our program features our outstanding principal cellist. I'll get back to her in a second. It is a concerto by Dmitri Kabalevsky, his first cello concerto in G minor. Kabalevsky was a Russian composer that lived in the 20th century. He premiered this concerto in 1949. The concerto is in three movements, all of which are a little different, though they work together very cohesively as a full concerto. The first movement is marked Allegro Moderato. It has a very march-like momentum that the cellist carries along, gaining more energy throughout with some quite notey passages. Somehow, even through all these fast, notey passages, it doesn't seem to lose its lyricism. The second movement is marked Largo Molto Espressivo. It is a solemn and emotional dedication to the Russian soldiers killed in World Wars I and II. The third movement starts with an andantino, which builds in both speed and intensity into a virtuosic and big finish. Now, the reason this is so special for Orchestra Nova Northwest and me personally is because the soloist is our own principal cellist, Catherine Schultz. Now, when you play in a symphony, one of the treats that you get to enjoy are soloists that come in as guests with your already existing group to lead and collaborate and practice their virtuosity. So it is even more thrilling when that virtuosic collaborator is one of your own. Our final piece of the evening is a suite from the ballet Pulcinella by Igor Stravinsky. This came about at an interesting time in music history, and so buckle up because you're in for a music history moment! After the end of World War I, there were many composers who were looking for the next path forward in a post-romantic world. This led to a great period of exploration and experimentation. And music history books will show you that most composers ended up following one of two big paths to some extent. The first path was spearheaded by Arnold Schoenberg and involved stepping away from the idea of a key signature entirely. The idea is that all 12 notes in a scale were given equal weight, therefore abandoning the idea of tonality. The second path was much different, and this is where the Pulcinella suite lies. It was titled Neoclassicism, or the second wave of a new and revitalized classical era. Ideas and compositional structures were derived from the likes of Mozart and Haydn, but were tied together and enmeshed with the type of phrasing and harmonic structures that gained popularity in the Romantic era. Stravinsky sourced much of the thematic material from this suite from the Baroque composer Giovanni Battista Pergolesi, putting his own spin and sometimes even parody on it, which is why it lives a little outside of the scopes of works by Stravinsky up to this point. The ballet Pulcinella is actually 21 movements in total, but this suite pares it down to 8 to make it a standalone work of its own. By the time Pulcinella premiered in 1920, Stravinsky had already established himself as a ballet composer with a strong voice, having already premiered Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring. You're going to see a lot of solo features in the orchestra, always an exciting thing for us, like principal string players. There are some fabulous oboe solos, great brass features, and it'll be a wonderful cohesiveness by the end when we all come together again. So many of these tunes are charming, some are a little whimsical, and Stravinsky was able to capitalize even more on the success of these tunes by basing some violin and cello arrangements directly from movements from the ballet. We are so excited to see you at our concerts. Once again, they'll be Saturday, November 16th at the University of Portland's Buckley Center Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 17th at the Patricia Reeser Center for the Arts at 3 p.m. Please let us know how you enjoy the music, especially if these are new pieces for you. On behalf of myself, our conductor Stephen Baez, and my spectacular colleagues in Orchestra Nova Northwest, enjoy the show.